Friend, welcome back to the podcast. This is for you. This episode particularly is, are you just feeling like you're too much? Maybe you're feeling like you're too much and you're not enough all at the same time. Maybe these comments come like, Jess, maybe you just need to stop talking so loud. Jess, maybe you need to stop asking so many questions. Jess, maybe you need to do XYZ. Or Jess, maybe you need to be a little more XYZ. You fill in the blank. You know these comments. I get the emails back when I had sent out this to my newsletter that you can sign up for. It's free. I got comments back saying, yes, I'm constantly feeling like I'm too much and not enough all at the same time. And I want to talk about that in the sense of, where does this come from? Why do we start to believe this? And most importantly, where I think that our gifts from God play a huge role in this of why we feel like this. Before we get started, I just want you to know, though, that you can get started on untangling these thoughts right now. That means that you can work to overcome negative thoughts to regain your control of your life with my program, Untangle Your Thoughts. I want you to know that numbing out is not your only option. And in this program together, we discover how to identify and overcome negative thought patterns. I help you learn techniques to help you reframe, rework, and renew your thoughts that you can really do anywhere, because I'm all about doing it anywhere. I don't want to make healing or renewing your mind hard or make it feel as though it's impossible. But most importantly, I want to help you learn how to transform your belief system. And this is really about who you think you are and who God is at a core level. So head to jessicahuddle.com/heal, H-E-A-L, and join us inside of Untangle Your Thoughts. Hey friend, do you want to overcome negative thoughts? Do you want to be able to discern whether it's your feelings telling you what to do or God? Are you praying for a mental breakthrough? I'm here to say that numbing out does not have to be your only option. Hard and bad things have happened in this world that need a safe space to be processed, and the church should be one of those places, and this podcast is one of those places. I'm Jessica Hoddle, a board-certified master mental health coach, author, and speaker. I help women overcome negative thought patterns to regain control of their lives. More importantly, I'm the big sister who is going to tell you the truth because I care. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll be talking about practical ways to take care of your emotional and mental health while never losing sight of God. We're also going to be talking about how to study your Bible so that you can grow a deeper relationship with God. So pull up a chair, join me at the table. Let's get to the bottom of what's holding you back. Your childhood, what you've done, what has been done to you, what people have said to you, what people haven't said to you. See, each and every one of these sentences, I think when you answer, really holds pieces about who you are. It's really this kind of moment in time that something and someone tried to form you into another image other than your father's. Each one holds a story. It's a sliver about your identity, and it's trying to tell you whether you are good enough or if you will never amount to anything. So I'm going to read those lines again, and I'm going to just ask you a question, because I can bet that a picture in your mind or a memory will come to mind when I ask you. So what about your childhood? What comes to mind? Did you feel safe? Did you feel cared for? I want you to think about some of the things that you've done. Have some of those things told you that you're never going to be good enough? Do you live with shame and have a hard time forgiving yourself? I want you to think about what has been done to you. The people that you're thinking about, do you think about them with anger? Do you wish it would all go away? What about things that people have said to you, not just done to you, but said to you? Can you think about those times when people spoke words over you that you couldn't let go of? Are those words coming to mind right now? Is there a picture coming to mind? What about what people haven't said to you? Because I think what people haven't said to you is just as powerful as what people have said to you. What about the times that you wished someone would have fought for you? And I see these patterns in my coaching clients when we start working together. Often, some of my coaching clients will come to me with a fixed mindset. And that means that whatever's going on in their life right now, that is all that's ever going to be. Versus kind of a growth mindset that says, I can't stay here any longer and something must change and I'm ready to do that. So there's a difference where we are asking ourselves, like, am I being fixed saying that everything that's happened to me is all that is going to be? And then you start to believe what has been said to you, what has been done to you, what you have done, what hasn't been said to you. And I work through that with my coaching clients. And then I can't help but to think about my own life. See, I fought and wrestled with the same negative thoughts just keep telling me, maybe it is all my fault, or just maybe you have to fight for yourself because no one else will. I have really lived most of my life believing that who I am, who I was, is often too much for people. Jess, you share too much. Jess, you ask too many questions. Jess, people don't want to talk about their feelings like you do. Okay. And again, it's even some well-meaning people that care about me and love me that sometimes will say that stuff. And it can easily add up over time for me to maybe think, well, maybe I am too much. Maybe I should tame it down a bit. I wonder. And then I can't even forget those moments of silence where somebody will text me and then they ask me how I'm doing. And then I'm honest and I share and I open up and I don't get anything back. And I think, like, was I once again too much? My childhood, what I've done, what has been done to me, what was said, what wasn't said, has really tried to form this theme in my life that when you show up as who God has created you to be, you are too much and not enough all at the same time. Now, recently, I was talking with my coaching clients in Untangle Your Thoughts, and I was talking them and walking them through this idea that our gifts are meant to set us apart. Like, we are not supposed to look like everybody else, and we're not supposed to look like the world. But the very thing that makes us who we are, that actually does separate us from the world, is what we and what others might feel like it's too much and not enough. So, like, think about that for a moment. The thing that is so unique to you that nobody else seems to have, we consider ourselves outcasts because of that thing. And then we want to deny it because we want to fit in. But that very thing is often what God has called us and given us to set us apart, because we're called to be set apart. And so when I was talking with this in my coaching clients, it's just this different thought pattern. Often we're trying to get rid of who we are. We're trying to change our genuine self of what God has created us, right? We don't want the gifts that we have because comments come, you're too much. Why don't you do this? And so we base our gifts on other people versus God and just learning to steward them well. So we've been given these gifts, and it's important that we learn to steward them well. So for me, for example, if somebody says, I ask too many questions, okay, I can get honest with myself and say, in this situation, did I need to ask that many questions? That is not to degrade me. That is not to make me feel like too much or that I'm not enough. But the reality is that if I'm being sanctified through Jesus, I also want my gifts, of course, to be sanctified and look more like him. So over the last couple of years and letting go of some unhealthy relationships myself, I'm really thankful for God's kindness and showing me that who I am is enough, regardless of what it looks like to other people. And it's most importantly that who I am in him is enough. And that really is what separates us. It's not that who I am is enough and I'm great and I'm beautiful. Like, that's not even what I'm talking about here. It's just saying that I don't have to prove myself because I don't even need to prove myself to God. Like, my performance isn't what God's looking for. So when the feelings come, I'll get honest with myself. And here's my charge for you. This is your assignment. Okay. When you feel like you're too much, when you feel like you're not enough, I want you to ask yourself these questions. Did you show up the best way that you knew how? Were you taking others into consideration? Do you think about the impact of your choices? When somebody wants to label you, is it because somewhere inside of them, they believe they're not good enough? I want you to think about what is the other side to this story, to this situation? And do I or do you need to apologize for your delivery or how you communicated? It's both and here, friends, that we have these gifts that set us apart that often make us feel like too much and not enough because of how others interpret us. I want you to think about from this another perspective. When somebody that you know comes to you and maybe they're loud and outgoing and maybe you're an introvert and you're just like, oh my gosh, that was too much. Okay. Think about it from the other perspective of maybe what you have thought about somebody else. So that's why these questions keep us in check to make sure that we are not just being like, well, these are my gifts and this is who I am. And I don't care how it's presented because this is how God made me. And on the flip side, that we're not saying, okay, well, this is how God made me and I just feel like I'm too much. And then we start to kind of play the victim. We just want to ask, is this the best way? Did I show up the best way I knew how? Was I taking others into consideration? Did I think about my impact and my choices? When someone's labeling me, is it because somewhere inside of them, they believe they're not good enough? And I want to think about what is the other side to this story, to this person, to this situation? And do I need to apologize for my delivery and how I communicated? I finally reached the point where I'm just done hating myself for the gifts God gave me. And I have not been accepted in, you know, church places with certain people. And those were some unhealthy things that I had to let go of, that we had to let go of, that God took us out of. I can always learn to better steward them, but I just refuse to continue to believe that they're too much just because somebody else doesn't agree with them or understand them or accept them or receive them. And the truth is, friend, no matter what, I want you to hear this. You will be too much for some people and not enough for others. Even if you are doing your best to steward what you have been given well. And that's the hardest part about living in a fallen world broken by sin and why God tells us that we cannot be people pleasers, that we are not here to please man. Because if we are, we will always feel like we're too much and not enough. When the reality is we will always encounter people that will think that of us. So as I leave you today, I want you to get honest with yourself and see what stories you believe about who you are based on your life versus what is based on a solid foundation of the Father's love for you. If you want to, I also have one-on-one coaching available. You can visit my website, jessicahuddle.com. Also, untangle your thoughts. If you want to get started right now in my program to overcome negative thoughts to regain control of your life, jessicahuddle.com/heal, H-E-A-L. And until next time, I want you to know that you will feel like this, but just because you feel it doesn't mean it's true. And so I want you to take a step back and analyze those thoughts of what is true, right, and good. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.